Hello and welcome to Pooler Podcast. My name's Andrew and I'm joined today by Clayton Gullis. How are you, Clayton?
Yeah, not bad, Andrew. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, thanks, not bad. Right, so far this season you've played at fullback and you played at inside centre. Which position do you believe suits your game best?
I think it's a tough question, really. I'm just happy to play in a team and play in all systems we got at the moment. I'm happy at 12 or at 15. I think it's going well at both myself. I think the team's going well around it as well, so I'm in a preferred position at the moment. I'm enjoying both of them and just enjoying being on the field.
Great. Right, yeah. The club has scored 114 points in the last three games, scoring 18 tries in the process. How enjoyable is it playing in such a formidable backline?
Oh, it's excellent. I think every backline's dreamed of playing now. We've got a great pack, a great platform to play off at the moment. We've got great generals within the side. I say against Tata on the weekend just gone, I think the backs really showed how quick we can be, and the forwards showed how good they are with their skills with the ball in hand. You know, a couple of back rows now, a couple of forwards who really are like having second backs on the field, and I think we're mixing well at the moment, and long may it continue.
But in terms of league positions, the club are now 13 points ahead of 5th place Bargoed. Is it now more about chasing Merthyr at the top rather than looking over your shoulder and worrying about your place in the top four?
I think we're just going to take it game by game at the moment. You know, we set out in months prior to this, we a block of games, and we target to win every game at the moment. We're more than capable of doing it. We've been to Merthyr and beaten Merthyr. We draw with Bargoed, we kind of over them, won the reverse fixture. Stuff we are looking forward to, but at the moment our next focus will be our next game ahead next Saturday. You know, it's going to be tough down there. Tough at Narva, sorry, at Pointwell Park. And once that's out of the way, we'll look on to Swansea and we'll look on to the next and over Christmas, but one game at a time at the moment.
You say that, but is it hard to perhaps not have one eye on games like Swansea, games like Bargoed, because you know how important they are in terms of your season, in terms of maybe going for the title? Is it hard to keep your mind off them?
Oh yeah, definitely. We're well drilled in what we want to do. We know where we want to go. We know it's easy to get for the games like Bargoed and the bigger clubs like Swansea and Merthyr's, but you know, the potential banana skins, the clubs below us who are looking to take the scalp off us. You know, we're a big iconic club. Everyone knows who Pontypool, we're a founder of the WIU, so everyone really wants to beat Pontypool, so everyone raises their game by 10%, so it makes it a challenge for us. So unless we're on our game, as we found out in Bayer when we didn't really start well and we grounded that win out, these teams want to beat us and we need to take it step by step.
Right, you're a Pontypool lad and have been with the club now since 2012. What would it mean to you personally if promotion was achieved this season?
Oh, it'd be massive. It'd be the reward for all the hard work the boys have put in, the backroom staff and the Jeffries and getting that stability for us. I think it'd be good for the town in general. You know, Pontypool should be in the top flight of Welsh club rugby. You know, we're an iconic club, everyone knows who they are. Our boys have put a lot of effort into this season as well as previous seasons. I think we've just learned and gone from strength to strength, and a few additions with Louis coming in, the players coming in as well. You know, we really are going in the right direction. I do believe we are a Premier outfit now. I'm looking forward to the cup game against Bedworth. It's going to be a good marker for us against a Premiership side. You know, we really do fancy us to do a job on them.
In many ways, would it be like the cherry on top of the cake? After the problems the club did have, the court case, the demotion, would this just be the crown and glory of getting back in the big time?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we've said once we get the season out of the way, because obviously the Championship is a very, very tough league, anybody could beat anyone in it. Promotion's obviously on everyone's mind. They want to get to the next level. We want to be a competitor in our next level. So, and the way we've been working, the processes with our conditioning side, with our programmes and nutrition, everything seems to be professional now. The whole environment is professional, and I think that's one big thing from this year going forward. We've stabilised it, got a great squad. You know, everyone works for each other, and I think that's going to help us in good stead if we get promotion.
Fantastic. Right, just like to thank you for your contribution today.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me, Andrew. Thank you.